Beginning with the end in mind, part 4, difficult days. The next few weeks were the most difficult days Esther had ever experienced. She had scrubbed the skin off the palms of her hands in several places from all the laundry. Her shoulders were aching from the 3 trips to the well each day. Her eyes watered as she tried to learn how to use a needle and thread and mend clothes. She had blisters on her feet from walking to and from the gardens she was helping to plant. Each morning, upon Mr. Wyatt's advice, she prayed, "Dear God, help me to use my time today to make right choices because I do want a puppy and I do want to stay on this farm. Amen." For the first few days, Esther became a bit of a spy. This part was actually fun. She sneaked off after breakfast, like she had always done, but instead of making excuses for not doing chores, she would follow her mom without being seen. She watched her sweep the house. Not a difficult job. She peered around the barn and saw her mom with the hoe preparing the ground for planting. Very hard work. Esther would help with this. Though mending clothes did not cause sore muscles, Mom's eyes tired quickly and she could never quite finish what she started. Esther decided to learn this skill and take over when Mom grew weary. Mr. Wyatt had been right. Esther had learned in 3 days what chores were the most difficult for her mom, and she stepped in to help. What she could not have known was how sore and tired she would become. And what made matters even worse was that Papa had told her she must be cheerful. How do you stay cheerful when you're so tired, your whole body aches, and your eyes sting all day from sweat? The days seemed to grow so long that Esther wondered if the sun had forgotten to set on time. She couldn't wait for bedtime. Exhausted, she would fall into a dreamless sleep, which seemed more like the blink of an eye than a good night's rest. Mom had to call Esther 3 times before she awoke this morning. Stiff and tired, she stumbled to breakfast. "Esther," Mom said in a worried voice, "Papa and I must go to town today. We cannot miss a full day of chores, or it will set us far behind the spring planting. We need you to stay and do your best to keep us on schedule." Esther fumed with anger. "What? Do all the chores by myself? I can barely move, and you think I should do more than I've been doing? I... And then she glanced at Papa. His eyes were looking beyond her toward the tool shed. In a soft yet stern voice, he spoke, if... "Yes, Robert," Mom said, waiting for him to finish. "Oh, it was nothing," he replied. But Esther knew it was not nothing. It was a reminder of their agreement. Mom continued, "I am so sorry, Esther, but we must attend a meeting today. Mr. Johnson has lost his farm since he could no longer pay for help, and the neighbors are moving him in with his sister. We must help." Esther was stunned. Neighbors were losing their farms. "How awful," she said. "I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I'm just very tired. Yes, I will do whatever I can to keep us on schedule. Don't worry about anything here." She caught sight of the smile on Papa's face as she headed out the door. "If I can be dependable and cheerful, I can have a dog," Esther murmured to herself. I will, and I won't let this farm be sold. My dog will need a nice place to run, and I bet he could even be helpful here. I bet I could teach him to pull a wagon." Soon Esther was lost in her imagination. Her dog was hooked to a cart loaded with vegetables, and she was singing next to him with hoe and rake in hand. And so the day quickly passed. When Mom and Papa returned, they found their daughter curled up in bed, giggling in a dream.